Christ. But the text this morning's sermon is the lesson that was just read. I would like to repeat the last two verses, Matthew 7, 28 and 29. But it came to pass, when Jesus had ended these things, the people were astonished at his doctrine, for he taught them as one having authority, and not as the scribes. So far the text. My dear friends in Christ, the Bible does not give us much detail about Jesus' preaching technique. But after the Sermon on the Mount, we are given this one unique aspect of Jesus' style. He taught them as one having authority and not as the scribe. He taught them as one having authority. A merely human prophet like Isaiah or Micah did not act as if he had any personal authority. Under direct inspiration of the Holy Spirit, he would say, "Thus saith the Lord." The merely human prophet would defer and refer to an authority not his own. Jesus taught them as one having authority. Jesus did not preface any remarks with, "Thus saith the Lord." Jesus said so often in the Sermon on the Mount, "I say unto you." He asserted his own personal authority. He asserted that he is the Lord through God, God the Son. He cannot err, he cannot lie. What he says is true. What he commands is right. What he decides is just. He taught them as one having authority. God has often spoken his word through the mouth of others. In this case, God's word was spoken by God's mouth. He taught them as one having authority, not just as God, but also as man. He is true man united in one person with God the Son. Christ's human nature shares everything that pertains to God the Son, including omniscience, infallibility, truthfulness, and authority. There is one and only one valid ad hominem argument, and that is when we refer to Jesus' authority. This God-man, as true man, is the man appointed and anointed by God, prophet, priest, and king forever. And so he taught them as one having authority. And it shows the way Christ spoke, demonstrated who he is, his divine power and authority were unmistakable. On another occasion, some officers were sent to arrest Jesus, and they could not do it. They explained, "Never man spake like this man." He taught them as one having authority. But Christ did not use his authority just to impress people. He taught them as one having authority for the sake of his message. Jesus wanted his word to be impressed in people's minds so that they would be remembered and believed. It worked. Our text says, the people were astonished at his doctrine. The amazing thing about Jesus' preaching was the content, the clear, objective, given content, the message. The doctrine. We sing about amazing grace. Sometimes in keeping with this text, we sing about amazing truth. He taught them as one having authority. His message was exclusive. Only the doctrine he taught is true. All other religious statements or claims are false and damnable and are rejected by Jesus' authority. All other ways to relate to God are without hope. Other foundations can no man lay than that which is laid, which is Jesus Christ. He taught them as one having authority. He preached the law. He told us that we are all sinners. God's demands in the Sermon on the Mount are impossibly high, and we are just impossible. There is no hope for us on our own. We cannot correct ourselves. Oh, we can build our own lives into very nice looking houses, but there is no foundation. We can only build on sand, and our buildings will come crashing down under the assault of the devil, the world, and our flesh. But Jesus taught that